What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Oh yeah, that's accurate. And I would happen to be JR. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're getting all set for the weekend. I hope you've had a tremendous start to 2024. I'm out here with you for one more hour. You know what they say about time, right? It flies. Absolutely flies by when you're having fun. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is coming to you live from New York City. Thank you for tuning into the show. You can listen to every minute, every second, every hour of the show. People message me, hey, JR, how do I listen? Where can I go? Free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. SiriusXM Channel 158. Let me say that again. SiriusXM Channel 158 if you got it. And if you got a smart speaker, it's as simple as just saying, hey, is it Alexa? Is it what the hell you call it? Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. You don't got to move a finger. Thank you so much. If you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm on the internet. I'm all over the place. It's where I got my start in life, at least my professional life. I am at JR Sport Brief on X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those things that you sit around and swipe and waste your time at. I'm there too at JR Sport Brief. Before we move on, I need to let you know that you should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go ahead and do it. Anyway, we've had a busy day. We've had a busy week. We've had a busy show. First of all, earlier on this evening, this afternoon, I want to thank Brandon Scott for joining us from Sports Radio 610 down in Houston, Texas. He took some time out to talk with us about the Houston Texans, the surprise of a season that they've had, their opportunity to bolster and boost their playoff hopes against the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow night. I also want to give a big thank you last hour for joining us, Yogi Roth, former coach, former player at Pitt. Now he's an analyst, amongst many other things, for the Pac-12 television network, as he came on through and took some time to discuss with us the national championship game in Houston, Texas on Monday night between the Washington Huskies and the Wolverines. You know, what would happen between a Wolverine and a Husky in the woods? I have no idea, but we'll certainly find out what's going to take place this Monday night. We've had a busy, busy show. Wrapped up the NFL season. The regular season is coming to a close. We looked at the college national championship. I'm sitting here in the studio. The Knicks are still whooping the Sixers on ESPN 78-58. Jalen Brunson had 21 points in the first half. And we're not done. There's still more to do this hour. There's still many more topics that I want to go ahead and cover. First of all, Trevor Bauer, I know he was on my top 6 list of athletes I wish would shut up. Hey, Ryan, isn't it, it's not funny, it's not ironic, but Wednesday, I got a whole top 6 list and I say I wish Trevor Bauer would shut up in 2024, and then he's doing a media tour over the past 2 days. I looked at that and I said, ain't this something, right?
Almost like he heard and said, you know what, I'll show you, I'm now going to go on my own tour now.
Yeah, I don't think the man gives a damn or knows who I am. I'd probably be better for both of us. But the fact is, he's trying to get back into the big leagues. And to the shock and surprise of no one, he says he has changed. And so we'll talk about Trevor Bauer. I do want to talk about some of the ridiculous numbers in the NBA right now. Victor Wembanyama, Nikola Jokic, that they're putting up. I do want us to hear from Michael Penix Jr. We did talk extensively about him being able to really, really boost up his draft stock by what takes place this coming Monday night in the national championship game. And I think there will be a lot of people paying attention to what he actually does when he has to sit in front of a doctor or doctors take a look at his x-rays, his MRIs, his injuries, his surgeries. I think that'll have even more bearing outside of what we see on Monday night. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Ryan, before we even do anything else, I want to thank you for your help and what I have found to have been a fun week and a successful week. And a lot of it has to do to you or due to you and what you've been able to help me out with as we have gotten set up here in this new time slot. So thank you very much, Ryan.
Oh, of course, Jared. Well, thank you for making it easy. The transition, I think, has been very smooth so far, and no reason why that should not continue going forward.
Yeah, just wait until I start throwing darts and become an evil you-know-what along the way, okay?
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. 855-212-4CBS. Adrian, he's here from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's going on, brother, man? Good to hear y'all, man.
Thank you. What's up? You're live on the
radio. One more time. I'm sorry.
I said, what's up? You're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Man, check this out. All right, so I just want to know if you're into sports betting or when you watch the game, do you look at it from a perspective of the points being played and what they got to cover by or –
No, I'm not a fan really of sports betting. If I'm going to bet on anything, in a lot of cases, I don't like to bet on anything outside of me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was asking because you know going into this matchup this weekend, Washington is a minus 4.5 underdog or a right. plus 4.5 underdog, and I'm looking at it like if you go to the window right and you got $10. All right, minus 4.5 means it's like minus 185. So your $10, you win $9. And so then you look at Washington, you're like, well, what can I do with $10 on Washington? And they're like, well, you could win $20 plus your $10 back. Everybody's going to run to Washington, right? That's how Vegas works. So all this money's going to pile in on Washington. I don't think the line will move much up or down, but I think Michigan's going to get it by a landslide. It's scary, man. They might win by double digits by the fourth quarter, you know?
Why do you I understand where the line is. They're the favorites by 4.5. Why do you think that Michigan is especially for a team that's going to try to control things on the ground? Are you looking forward to turnovers? Are we looking at defensive touchdowns? Why do you think it's going to be a two-score win for them?
Man, because defense wins championships. We know this, man. And just the depth of Michigan's defense is going to show the wear and tear on Penix through like the third quarter going into the fourth, it's going to show, you know. And I don't think, look, the under and over is at 55.5, right? So they think it's going to be high scoring. It's really not. It's going to stay under the total for sure. Like, if Michigan gets ahead in the third quarter, they're going to play, they're going to just manage the clock. You know they are.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
it could be.
Yeah. They have to get to that point. So I went ahead and I certainly didn't take Michigan by two scores. I think if they do, and that's why I asked you about defensive scores and touchdowns, I think that would probably be what would push them over the edge. And I agree with you. If Michigan has a lead late, yeah, Washington is going to maybe be pressing to go for a lead, and that's not going to go in their favor. I think that this game is. I don't want to say going to be close, but it's going to go one or two ways because we have contrasting styles. Washington is either going to light them up and Michigan's going to have to try to keep up, or Michigan is just going to control the game flat and period, and we're going to see Penix on his back. Do I think that's going to be the case? I don't think so, which makes this an interesting watch. But I don't know if I'd go as far to say Michigan by two scores. Hey, if that happens to be the case, then call me back.
Right, for sure, brother, for sure, man. I'll do that, man. Enjoy the game, brother.
You as well. Thank you, Adrian, for calling from Alaska. Yeah, it's a tough call, man. Yeah, Michigan, they're favorites right now. Do I think it's going to be a high-scoring game? Hell no, because I don't see Michigan going out there and saying, oh, we're gonna give it to them. It's going to be another, I don't know, 44 to 41 game. I do not see that happening. It's going to sway one or two ways. One team is going to be able to take control of the game. Is Michigan going to have to play catch up? Or is Washington going to go, man, this is even more difficult for us to score than anything we've done throughout the course of the season? A matter of fact, I told you about Michael Penix Jr. and that we would hear from him. He spoke to the Pac-12 Network. I believe he had this conversation with Yogi. He was basically saying that as of right now, we, the Huskies, are laser focused. We ain't thinking about nothing else but going out here and finishing the season as champions. Listen.
Man, it's been amazing, you know, just soaking in the opportunity and, you know, just soaking in the moment, you know, each and every moment, you know, we're enjoying it, you know, but, you know, obviously we got a task at hand and we came here for business, you know, so just understanding, you know, whenever it's time to have fun, you know, you can have that time, but whenever it's time to come out here and work for practice and stuff like that, you know, we're locking in and make sure that we keying in on the details and stuff like that.
This is the swan song for him. He's trying to go out there and throw a few more touchdowns to everybody to let everybody know that, yeah, you could talk about the Mays and the Williams and the Knicks of the world. Don't forget about me. I don't care how old I am. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, don't care about how old I am. Don't care about my injuries. Let's go to South Carolina and talk to John. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, John.
Good show, young man. Good show. Hey, Penix, yeah, he's got the skill set that he should and probably will go in the first round, but with his medical situation, you know, that's what should also put him in the second round. But if they took Bryce Young number one, they'll take him somewhere. Not number one, but they'll take him somewhere. But I really would like to see them beat Michigan, because I am from Ohio, and I still think Harbaugh got here where he is, partly because of what he did. But, hey, that's all water under the bridge. That's turned into ice. So I think it's going to be Washington in a close game. And if anybody's going to run away with it, it will be Washington. Yeah. If they start bombing away and they can stop the run even a little bit, then they're the ones that could get some scores, I think. Hey, but yeah. I'll let you think about that and talk about it if you want.
No, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you, John. Appreciate you for calling from South Carolina. I do want to make this the point that he made about draft stock. And there's always something, right? It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Whether it happens to be, and in most cases not happens to be, the teams try to drive down value for some of the prospects. We also have other agents trying to drive down value from some of the prospects, for some of the prospects. By the time we get to the NFL draft, a lot of this, I don't want to call it a shell game, but it is all a game. Unless there's one dude sitting at the top, and somebody is trying to, you know, kind of beat them down, whether it's releasing photos of Laramie Tunsil in compromising positions, like smoking. Maybe you get away with it in 2024. We know his draft stock fell when all those gas mask photos, they all came out at the wrong time. Or whether it's the hand size of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's hands were too small. Did it matter? I know he's busted up right now, but did it matter? No. There's always going to be something. Last year, come on, man. Forget Bryce Young. People are talking about how large or big, short, tall, heavy Bryce Young is. He needs to put on some weight. Forget that. People were talking about the intelligence of C.J. Stroud. That's the easy one. That happens every bunch of years. Every year, oh, this guy's Wonderlic exam. Oh, we don't do Wonderlic. We do this. There's always something. And so, yeah, the easy thing, and it's a realistic thing, is to look at Michael Penix Jr. and to go, oh, well, look at his knees. Look at the surgeries on his knees. Look at the busted up shoulder. Look at how his seasons ended when he was with the Hoosiers. And people realistically will take a look at it, and I don't blame them. That's why I say he can certainly boost his draft stock on Monday, where people say, oh, my God, this guy's a champ. But what's going to happen when they take a look at his medicals in Indianapolis? That will be another animal. A matter of fact, another thing that the gentleman we just spoke with, he discussed, talked about that he doesn't think that this might be a close game, that Washington could certainly go out there and just light it up. Their head coach, Washington, Kalen DeBoer, He talked about this. If you really think about some of their recent games, they had to hold off Texas in the Sugar Bowl this past Monday night. They had to go out there and beat Oregon. That was a close one. It was close as well if we even go further back against Washington State. It was close against the Beavers. It's close against Utah. Like, they've been lighting it up, but they haven't really blown anybody out since early November when they took on USC, 52-42. We know USC, they couldn't stop anybody to save their lives throughout the course of the season. And this is what Kalen DeBoer had to say about winning all these damn close matchups.
Just has given us a trust and belief that no matter what comes our way, one side of the ball or one position group, you know, we're going to find a way to come through and get it done. And, you know, it's a true team. And we play team football. We pride ourselves on that, getting the stops we need and scoring in the big moments and, you know, even special teams coming through when they need to. So there's just a lot of trust and belief because we've been through the fire, I guess, is a good way to put it, so many times throughout this year.
Trust and belief. Been through the fire. Yeah, I don't expect Michigan, unless the defense does some work too, puts up some points, puts them in position. This ain't going to be no 40-41 game. Matt is calling from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, thanks, JR. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call. Look, there's a reason they've won all these close games. There's a reason Penix threw some lasers against Texas. Jalen Polk is underrated, so is McMillan. I really think Washington's going to win by 3 or 4. The problem with Washington is the defense will let Michigan hang around, and that could pose a problem. I do like the under, and I do like a close game, but I really think Washington by 3 or 4, and yeah, I'm a homer, of course, and in Washington, and my son goes there, but I think we're going to get our first national championship since 91.
Well, let's see what happens, and I'm glad you bring up the defense. It appears that Washington's a little soft in the middle there, and that could be to their detriment if Michigan is just going to run the ball and hold on to it, so we'll see what happens. Hey, Matt, thank you for calling from Seattle. Good luck to your Huskies, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. And then speaking of prospects, yes, Michael Penix Jr. is still a prospect. It doesn't matter how many years he spent in college football. We got a prospect in the NBA. He ain't a prospect no more. Watching him last night, to me, he can't have a drink yet, but it looks like he's a man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Get to more of your calls, talk more football, fill you in on this man here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We've talked a lot of NFL tonight. We've talked a lot of college football championship tonight. Damn it, what is it going to be like when we get to 12 teams next year? That's going to be nuts. Anyway, I got to fill you in on this. All my NFL fans, all my football fans, you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Speaking of in the zone, you know, last night as I sat here in the studio and just had to go, well, damn, A, I'm having fun here this first week. It's a lot of fun. I'm surrounded by screens. I look up and there's some basketball here. I look up, there's some news here. There's a lot for me to look at. And then I got off air and I still watched. And I watched the San Antonio Spurs and Victor Wembanyama go blow for blow with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Spurs suck. Let me get that out the way. They got a record of 5-29, and the only reason to watch is a 7'3", 7'4" beast in Victor Wembanyama. Last night, the final score, 125 to 121. It went down to the wire. The Spurs ended up losing to the Bucks. No surprise, the Bucks are supposed to be competing for a championship, but they don't play no defense, especially at the guard position. But anyway, Victor Wembanyama was balling out of his mind against Giannis. He was throwing alley-oops to himself off of the glass. He blocked 5 shots. He had 27 points and 9 rebounds. Victor Wembanyama, he just turned 20 years old yesterday. Victor Wembanyama cannot buy a drink, but he could stand in front of Giannis and block a dunk, which he did. At one point in time, Victor Wembanyama had the ball. He went around his back to evade short 6'3", 6'2", Damian Lillard, and then in the same sequence, dunked on 7'1", Brook Lopez. Victor Wembanyama is a problem, and it was so cool to see this meeting between Wembanyama and Giannis Antetokounmpo. These are a lot of vowels and letters that I never thought that I'd say in my life. A guy from Greece via Nigeria, another dude from France via Nigeria. This is a lot of fun. I loved it. And then after the game, even Giannis was just like, first of all, that man ain't no 7'3". People are lying. And, yeah, he's a freak of nature. Listen to Giannis talk about another freak.
He's special. He's going to be an extremely good player. Got to stay healthy. He plays the right way. He plays to win. I don't know. I've never seen anything like him, 7'4", 7'5". I don't know how tall he is. He's not 7'3". He's way taller than 7'3". So whoever say he's 7'3", that's a lie. But, like, at the end of the day, like, you haven't seen anything like that. You know, I haven't. Maybe you guys have seen it. I don't think you guys have seen everything. So the sky is the limit, and as long as you work hard and you keep on having, you know, a positive attitude, energy towards the game, everything that he dreams of is going to happen for him.
Yeah, and I love Wembanyama's attitude. He believes pretty much in manifestation. He's like, hey, I understand who I am, the gifts that I have, and the work ethic that can help me get there. And so it'll be fun to see what Victor Wembanyama does. And of course, he was hyped up to face Giannis. Listen to Victor.
Somebody I grew up watching, and one of the greatest players in the world. So it's always extra motivation. And I know, you know, I'm a competitor, so I want to go at everyone and be the bad guy on the court. You know, so it was a great matchup.
I'm still getting used to the fact. He's like, yeah, I grew up watching Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm like, Giannis is only 29. He just turned 29 years old. But Victor Wembanyama is, he just turned 20. So I guess he did grow up watching Giannis Antetokounmpo. Pretty wild. And this dude is wild, too. Let me just say his name and get it out the way. Nikola Jokic. Like, nobody, he talks about, he just wants to play basketball, make money. He doesn't like fame. He's in the commercials. He does his horses. Last night, I saw him knock down that three-pointer against the Golden State Warriors. And from half court, he's averaging 26 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. And this is the part that freaks me out. He has made 39 of his last 44 shots. What and how do you do that in the NBA? How? It's not like the shots he's taking are easy. It's not like he's camped down in the paint just trying to dunk. He's shooting jumpers. He's knocking down floaters. He hit that big three from half court last night to win against Golden State. Jokic is a freak by himself. He doesn't even look like he should be playing basketball. He's one of the best big men I've ever seen in my life. I think that was very well established when he won the championship last summer. But damn, he keeps on going. Listen to this. I lost my mind. This was from TNT last night.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Got to put one up. Jokic for the win. Oh, it's good. Jokic got it off in time. And the Nuggets win it.
Yeah, they went out there and they beat Golden State in San Francisco, and they're back at it playing a game right now. They're beating the Orlando Magic in Denver. Yes, the Nuggets are playing back-to-back. Right now, the score 26-21. Let's take a quick peek at what Nikola Jokic is doing. Probably whooping ass. What's this? Let's see. Oh, 3 points so far in 7 minutes. Okay, still early for him to go out there and be an abuser. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
It's good, JR.
How are you? What's up?
Doing good, my man. I'm just kind of relaxing, man. Probably going to get called into action tomorrow to help restore order for the public with the snow removal. So it's kind of cool, I guess.
Okay.
Help the public get moving. But, man, I love the segment. I was thinking kind of how Lamar's journeys went a little bit in the NFL. And I was thinking, you know, that if Michael Penix could kind of get through them early times where it is very difficult and a different level, you know, he could potentially have a good NFL career. I think Seattle would be a great place. I mean, if he had a guy like Metcalf, that'd be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, I mean, I think anybody throwing the ball to DK Metcalf would be good as DK Metcalf can maintain his composure and not lose it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, like, I guess the thought is based on, like, you know, especially for a guy like Penix and any quarterback in the NFL. You know, the system's got to fit you. It's got to protect you. It's got to help you grow. And I don't think that's always an easy pairing, as we're seeing this year in the NFL. How you feel about that? I don't think pairing up quarterbacks is that easy anymore.
A lot of it, as you said, depends on the environment that you're in. And thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. I can start going around the league, quarterbacks who ended up in crap situations. So, yeah, Zach Wilson, he's played like crap for the most part. And the situation that the New York Jets put him in, I mean, their previous offensive coordinator and Mike LaFleur, he let it be known right out of the gate that he could have done a much better job in bringing him through. He didn't have nobody to help groom him. And be in the league. I can think about Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is in the NFL. What the hell is Urban Meyer doing as his coach? Those are some simple examples. Earlier on in the show, you know, we talked about this when it comes down to C.J. Stroud. And then we also had, right out of the gate, Brandon Scott told us this. He said one of the reasons he feels that C.J. Stroud is able to have success is because you do have a coach who has respect, not just of the team, but of the region, the organization, and someone like D'Amico Ryans. And so, yeah, if you end up in a crap place, you ain't guaranteed success. It's going to be difficult to have it. This is why somebody like Lamar, come on, man. They have fully utilized his skill set, so much so that he's on his way to a second MVP award. They've built the offense around him. Is that what's in store for Michael Penix Jr.? I don't think so. But we got to see what he can do on Monday night. And then we got to see what NFL teams feel about his body and how it could potentially hold up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of holding up, I know at the beginning of the show we talked about that this is the conclusion of the NFL regular season. This could also be the swan song for Bill Belichick as head coach of the New England Patriots. We're going to talk about that on the other side. I told you Trevor Bauer has been on an apology tour as he tries to make his way back into Major League Baseball. We got so much more to do before we roll out of here. But right now, hey, I guess I can throw it to – hey, Ryan, is it okay to throw it to Marco Belletti?
Of course.
Hey, Marco, I thought we've done this. I guess I can't escape you, so here you are again, right?
I told you. I'm like a fungus, man. Every time you think you got me covered, I creep back up.
Bleach doesn't help?
Nope. Can't get rid of me.
No, I could kill a fungus with bleach, right?
I don't know. You can't. What do I tell you? You can't get rid of me. I don't know. You want to pour bleach down my throat? Yeah, you'll probably get rid of me too. But I don't think that's going to be, you know, I think that would be frowned upon. So unless you know something I don't know, I'm here.
No, I don't. That would be murder. I like you, Marco. I'm not going to do that. Why would I?
Well, I don't know. Your boy, apparently you want me to drink bleach. I don't know. I don't know where
what
you said
gonna
it.
Put, I'm gonna put bleach in your coffee. I wouldn't do such a thing.
I don't know. Now I'm beginning to be concerned. I'm gonna take a look at my stuff before I drink or eat around this place.
I guess it's good that I'm in Atlanta. You're in New York. Watch out the next time you see me in the office, okay? And then be careful. No bleach, just milk.
Yes.
It's milk. Don't worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's the JR Sport Free Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, what a fun week this has been. Hey, thank you to everybody for tuning in. I'll be back with you on Monday. I'm not leaving yet. I got another segment left. Just a reminder, I'll be back with you Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've gone through so much tonight. Talked about the conclusion of the NFL regular season. We've talked Steelers. We've talked Ravens. We've talked Texans. We've talked national championship. We've talked Buffalo Bills. We've talked Dolphins. We've talked Colts. Because we know the good teams are. We know the good teams. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about the Ravens and what they actually do in the postseason. We got plenty of time to look at the 49ers. But right now it's about the teams that are trying to get in. Right? Trying to get in. And then we got some games, let's be real, that they just don't matter. It's just about wrapping things up. And one of those games where it's just about wrapping things up, we got two teams going nowhere. They're going home. They're going on vacation. The New York Jets are going to take on the New England Patriots. And forget about the Jets and all this other stuff, all the nonsense with them. I know they're glad their season is over. Here we have Bill Belichick after 24 years. He might be done with the Pats. They're not going to the postseason. Bill Belichick might be going on to another team. We've heard the rumors all season long. It's been reported that it's been decided already. And so by the time I sit here with you on Monday, we might be having a conversation about Bill Belichick moving on. We're going to have some coaches that have gotten fired. That is without a shadow of a doubt. Bill Belichick, whether it's a mutual decision or how they paint it, he might be gone as well. Bill Belichick was asked about his time potentially coming to an end as New England Patriots head coach, and Bill Belichick, he didn't want to focus in on it. Listen to what he said.
Well, I've always appreciated the opportunity, and you know, just looking forward to, you know, tomorrow's game or Sunday's game against the Jets, and you know, like I said, trying to put our best game out there this year. That's what we're working towards. So sure, there'll be a time, another time to you know, talk about other things. But right now, we're just trying to focus on the Jets.
Oh, other things. Okay. Let's see what happens on Monday. We know we're going to have some coaches that get the boot. Bill Belichick, they are not going to announce a firing. They're going to paint it in whatever way they need to. And maybe they don't couple him in with Monday. Maybe they wait a few days just to, I don't know, show him some respect for what he's helped do for the organization over the past 24 years. Speaking of respect for an organization, and this kind of ties in with their opponent, the Jets. The Jets announced their team awards, right? Aaron Rodgers was named most inspirational player for the New York Jets. I wish I was kidding. And sure, yeah, it's inspirational to tear your Achilles and come back and compete. But what about all the other stuff he's done? Like sit around with Pat McAfee on a weekly basis and just spout garbage at other people, talk trash. I guess part of that is also inspirational. Head coach Robert Saleh of the New York Jets, he's not going anywhere. He'll be back next year, hopefully with Aaron Rodgers on the field. He talked about Aaron Rodgers winning the award for most inspirational.
He loves his teammates. His teammates love him. He's so intentional with how he approaches everybody in the building. He's very thoughtful in the way he does things. And, you know, he's a tremendous human. He really is. And well-deserving of the award.
No, I guess privately he is. I guess privately. And speaking of amazing humans, this guy hasn't proven to be an amazing human. He actually made my top six list this week of athletes that I wish would shut up in 2024. And over the past 48 hours, he has gone on a media tour. This is Trevor Bauer. Yeah, Trevor Bauer, the guy who was accused of sexual assault by multiple women, hasn't been found guilty. Dodgers didn't want him. They released him. Major League Baseball suspended him. He had to go play baseball overseas in Japan, and now he wants back in. A lot of people aren't talking about some of the online abuse that he's led to people, some of the trash that he's talked. He's been a grade-A jerk outside of the accusations, and he wants back in. A matter of fact, he was on WFAN New York City earlier today, and he was just basically talking about how, yeah, I think I deserve another chance.
Getting a second chance would mean a lot to me. I think it's something that's important in society that we give people second chances. That's something that I have to, you know, I have to ask the fans for, and it's not guaranteed. But the other stuff I can guarantee. I'm going to pitch well. I'm going to help the team win.
He said his agents have been talking to multiple teams, and he might get his way back in. Between his interviews on Fox News and WFAN, he's pretty much said, yes, I haven't been on my best behavior, not with the sexual assault stuff, but I've been a jerk, and I've learned, and I'm better. Well, I hope he has, and he's right. Everybody deserves a second chance. I hope this is not a show. Obviously, this is orchestrated to get him a new job. I just certainly hope at his core that he's different. I'm not so sure. We have to wait and we have to see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ben, he's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guy. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Hey, a few weeks back, you'd made two things I want to cover real quick. You'd made a comment about Kuminga. You essentially put Wiseman and Kuminga in the same sentence, inferring that, you know, they're both kind of a bust. But, I think the jury's still out on Kuminga because he's leading the bench right now in points. I've watched every game he's played as a pro, and he is continually getting better. I mean, his physicality is off the chart, and if he can put it together with some skill sets, he's in the right place to do it. I think he's really going to become a good player at some point. I don't, you know, I'm not sure if he wants to be on the team anymore after the other night. But did you make any sense of Kerr not playing him in the fourth quarter last night?
No, and I know Steve Kerr made the point about how they were on a run while you had Wiggins out there, and so it would have been superfluous to have both of them on the court at the same time. That I certainly understand, especially as they were able to move the lead from 14 to 18. It's completely understandable to me, you know, why you wouldn't have both of them out there back on the floor. Now, to the first part of what you said, I didn't put Kuminga in the space of being a bust along with James Wiseman. I said that these are two players that the Golden State Warriors both have not worked out or contributed the way that they would have wanted them up until now, so much so for Wiseman that they have already given him the boot. And it's really been, realistically, since Wiggins has been demoted from the starting lineup, that Kuminga has had that chance to go ahead and showcase more of what he's been able to do. Even so much more so as to what he said or what's been reported, that he's not happy with the inconsistencies, that he's not fully aware of what his role is. So I never called him a bust, but I certainly did put him in a space with James Wiseman at that time, which was more than a month ago, of someone who the Warriors haven't had success with. I don't think that fact is disputable. This is what the reality is for the Golden State Warriors. They've had their time. It's done. It's simple as that. This group, or the group that you have seen, and I know Draymond is scheduled to return at some point, they've maxed out at what they have. Steve Kerr's response to Kuminga is, hey, I played 15 years in the league, and all 15 years I wanted more minutes. So between the age, between the inconsistencies that come with age, between the behavior of a Draymond Green, I mean, Chris Paul is just a walking basketball corpse at this point in time. We're going to see some major changes with the Warriors because I think the best days are behind them. I think they peaked with what we saw two seasons ago.
Yeah, well, there is speculation that there could be a potential trade. I'm not sure for who, but they might deal a couple of the young guys, Wiggins, and, you know, possibly somebody else. So So depending on the trade, it could impact what happens moving forward. But
it will impact what's moving forward. But I'll say this, and I got to put the fork in this one because the show has to end in a second.
Oh, okay.
No problem. But this much I feel very confident in. The combination and the core that you have seen of Steph Curry and Draymond and Klay Thompson, I'd be shocked. I would put money on that. I'm not a betting man, but I would bet on them, that core, not winning another championship. I think that ship has sailed, and let's see what happens when Draymond Green, you know, gets back into the fold. It's been reported that he is getting close to a return here for the Golden State Warriors. Maybe his therapy or his sessions or his counseling, maybe that's worked better than what took place with John Morant last year. I have no idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for hanging out with me this week. Thank you so much for listening as we have started a new chapter of the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A new start time every single weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. A big thank you one more time to super producer and host Ryan Hickey, and thank you so much to listeners all over North America, all over the damn place. I certainly have people hitting me up from all over the world. I thank you for that. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief, online, on social media. And Ryan Hickey, help me out. You are on weeknights as well. When are you coming on? In a few hours, right?
4 hours from now, 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific.
Hey, shout outs to Ryan Hickey. A big shout outs to you. Y'all be safe, be well, be good, be smooth. All the best to you and your families. I'm at JR Sport Brief. That's Ryan Hickey. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Be safe, y'all. Much love.